Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing that gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we're on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience. It wouldn't be the same without you. And we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you've missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful, and not to mention truly empowering. Allow Coach Adams to establish the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you our global listening audience for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and so encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. And we tell you now, don't be scared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to Shape Up and Win. It is our Shape Up series, and we're taking a look at seizing the moment. Seize the moment. Excited to share with you the rich insight around today's topic of seize the moment in our Shape Up and Win series. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick, brief moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Send someone a quick fax and email socially, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads sitting at your laptop, desktop, you want to get whatever you need to get, your smartphone, so that you can capture the richness that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Our Shape Up series is always insightful, and our goal is to bring you rich programming and insight that would equip you and empower you on your journey to win in your purpose and achieving your goals so that you can live out your dreams. And this evening's installment of Motivational Mondays is by far no different. And so we said that we're looking at seize the moment. And I want to share with you, you know, I often allow life to speak to me when I'm on my journey, along with what I have learned and gleaned along the way. And so I have been consulting in the San Diego, Little Italy, San Diego area, and this opportunity has been one that has truly caused me to reflect, and without question, I am being tremendously blessed. And I'm being tremendously blessed on so many different layers and levels because of my willingness to simply seize the moment. Many of us would not take opportunities because we are afraid to seize the moment. Many of us will not take opportunities because we're afraid to be stretched out of our comfort zones, and we're afraid to go into a realm that is unfamiliar. We're afraid to go to a city that we don't know. We're afraid to take on tasks that we may not feel we're well equipped for. And so we miss great opportunities. And as I was preparing and reflecting on my past week and this moment of seizing the moment, this thought process around what does it mean to seize? Well, of course, Webster's Dictionary always has a thought to ponder for us that gives us a very clear framework of any word. And so seize, to grasp mentally, understand clearly and completely, to seize an idea, to take possession or control by force. And so as I was digesting this very Webster's Dictionary definition of seize, it had me to begin to reflect and think, because many of you that are regular listeners of Motivational Mondays, you know our Coach Adams, you know her. She always likes to, whenever possible, give you an acronym. And I like to give you an acronym. Why? Because I feel like an acronym is something that you can truly take beyond the moment and relate it to a specific subject, because I've given you meat around a specific word that is that target for you to grab hold to and take and walk away feeling empowered, walk away feeling like I've gotten some tools that I can add to my toolbox around a specific subject. And so today, our word that we're going to build upon is this word, seize. S-E-I-Z, this word that speaks to grasping something mentally, grasping something mentally so that we can understand it clearly and completely. To see an idea. And I love that. Because everything is not about taking possession of something physically. Oftentimes we have to determine in our minds first, as many of you know, Coach Adams often talks about the significance of this battle that starts in our minds first mentally. And so I love that a part of this definition of seize is to seize an idea, because that idea is in your mind. That idea starts in this invisible realm before you actually walk it out physically. Everything starts, I believe, in an invisible realm. Before we actually see it, before we can touch it, before we can smell it, before we can hear it, before we can taste it, before our senses even are able to connect with it, everything starts from that invisible realm to the physical realm. And so this thought process of seizing an idea, which is obviously in our mind, to take possession of, to control by force. Many of us are afraid to take it, to take something. We want it to be given to us easily. And so we think, I've knocked once and the door has not opened, and so I won't move further beyond that once of knocking. Well, what I've learned to be true is that we cannot just knock once. We have to knock with this process of what's been stated of importuning, that rapid knocking that's constant, that's bold and strong. You know, when the police come and they're trying to get in, they don't just tap lightly. They want to make sure you hear them, so you hear a bang, bang on that door. That is what we're talking about when we're talking about importuning, this process of persisting. And so when we're talking about seizing the moment, we have to take whatever it is, take it by force. And that thought process of taking it by force, it intimidates some. Taking it by force doesn't mean that you have to be rude and nasty, but it means that you're firm and you're taking whatever it is that you desire, that you have deemed to be yours. And so as we look at today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, this process of seize the moment, my acronym I want to start out for you with in this S-E-I-Z-E, seize. The S is start right where you are. But in your starting right where you are taking control. Take it. Take control of your life. Be clear, as many of you have heard me say, locate where you are. Don't be afraid of where you are, but capitalize on that moment of where you are and start right where you are and take control. Seize the moment to take control. Don't allow life to continue to control you in a direction that you are not comfortable with. One of the greatest lessons that I've learned is that we have to participate on our journey. It's not enough to be in the game. On the field, we have to, on the sidelines, we have to get on the field. I remember a video that I posted some time ago on Facebook, and I said, I was in Union Station in downtown Los Angeles. And being in Union Station caused me to reflect. And in that reflecting, literally in the moment in Union Station, I realized something so powerful because, again, I'm always looking for life to speak. I'm always looking for, as I'm on my journey, the principles of life to come forth. And so I was in Union Station, And what I realized is that it's not enough to be, quote unquote, in the station of life. We can't just be in the station. I couldn't just be in Union Station in that moment. I had to get on the train, and you hear the conductor saying, "All aboard!" You have to get on board in life. So you can't just be operating and in this world and just existing. Life has not been designed for us to simply exist. And many of us, the harsh reality is that we are just existing. And if you're in that place, I know the struggles of where you are. I may not know your circumstances, but I do understand when it feels like we're just existing. It feels like there's no momentum. It feels like nothing is happening. And I want to encourage you that if you are being faithful right where you are, if you are being faithful right where you are and you're continuously taking control now in this moment of where you are and starting right where you are and you're being faithful, then in essence, you're not just existing. When we're talking about just existing, we're talking about there is nothing happening. You're not doing anything, because so often you may go through a season in life in this process of starting right where you are and having to plant seeds. And so when that seed is in the ground, you cannot see what's happening with that seed that's being planted. But you know that you've been faithful in planting the seeds. There are other things that you have to do in order to reap a harvest, but you cannot expect to reap a harvest if you're not planting, if you're not doing anything. And that's what I'm saying when I'm saying existing. I'm talking about you are not doing anything. And it is time, as we're shaping up to win here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time for you to get off of your rusty dusty, get up off of your gluteus maximus, and start right where you are. Seize the moment and take control. Regain control over your life, over your circumstances, on your journey, so that you can live your dreams and greet your destiny. As we move away from our S, and I think that you've gotten that, start right where you are. Take control. We look at our E for our acronym of SEIZE, S-E-I-Z-E, and our E is envision where you want to go. Envision where you want to go. This envisioning is from the inside out. You have to have a clear understanding of where do you desire to go. Sometimes that perception is a little skewed. For example, two individuals get engaged. The target is the wedding, the wedding, the wedding. We want to get married, the wedding, the wedding, the wedding, the wedding, the wedding. But they have not planned out beyond the wedding. How will this marriage work? What will it take? What does that look like? Because the focus is so on the fairy tale of the wedding. So we're saying we have to see internally, but we must envision where we desire to go, to grow. Where is it that you desire to be? As we're talking about seize the moment, you must have this clear image on the inside. And this is a part of the definition for seize. And that's what I love. Principles are so universal that I could reconnect it back to this very topic and the definition of what we're talking about, because some of the elements were enclosed and contained right in the midst of that. And so if you're not clear, you have to take some time out to envision. You know, I'm in San Diego, and yesterday I took the opportunity to have a wonderful, I mean, it was so therapeutic. It was all of what, quote unquote, the doctor would have ordered and more, because I understand the significance of peace of mind. And sometimes life can get so busy and hectic, and we're moving here and we're moving there, and so much is going on that we just need to step away and detach, unplug for a moment so that we can refuel. And so because I'm a stone's throw, literally, where I am in Little Italy, here in San Diego, I'm steps away from the waterfront, like three blocks away from the waterfront and the port of San Diego. So I decided to take some time for me to refresh and just to kind of regroup and recenter and just have a moment of, had a busy week. It's been a busy season in general. No complaints, very grateful. And so I stepped away and I took this time. I seized the moment to take this time, so that I could truly envision, because envisioning is not something that you do once and you stop. This process of envisioning, it's a constant. You have to constantly take the time out to be still, take the time out to listen, to go inward, to internalize your vision, to internalize where am I on my journey, and whatever the case may be. For me, that time is refocusing and synergizing with my source to envision and to go inside where I know my power comes from to get clarity. And one of the things that happened is that I came up with this, and this is oftentimes what happens when you take the time to envision. I came up with what May is going to mean for the Coach Adams brand and for you as our global listening audience, for you as coaching clients, and just what that all looks like in supporting you and taking your life to the next level. And so May, the slogan is Make It Happen Month. We're almost at the half point of the year, and many of you started the year, and you are in the same place when you started it because nothing is happening. You started out with a bang. The New Year's clock rang, and you hear, quote, unquote, the guns, you know, fires off for it's time to continue this new year and get out of the gates. And many of us did that, and you fizzled out a week later, and you didn't even sustain it for the entire month, many of you. Some of you are still on your journey. But right now, before you hit this halfway mark of the year, it's Make It Happen Month. May is Make It Happen Month. And you'll hear more about that if you're not already a part of my network and you want to hear more. Send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. We'll be rolling out a great offer, a gift from Coach Adams that will really support you in this May being Make It Happen Month. Don't let this year close out. And I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, the year just barely kicked off. Well, guess what? The year is almost into its fifth month. It's almost approaching halfway over, and it seems like it just started. But time waits for no one. And I remember my dad used to always say that, and I was like, I still don't get this little quirky cliche that he's saying, time waits for no one. But now as I continue to mature on my journey, I understand, I get it. Time waits for no one. You'll look up and you'll say, wow, it seems like I just started the year, and you'll be saying Happy New Year again, because if you don't keep that focus of where it needs to be, you'll be in the same place that you were in. And so let's make it happen together in May. as we get back to shaping up and winning today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Seize the Moment, as we're looking at this acronym that has been inspired around this subject to support and give tools of empowerment for you to stay focused on your journey. Our S, start right where you are and take control. Start right where you are and take control. E, envision where do you want to go? Where do you desire to grow? Have a clear understanding of what that looks like for you. It's different for each person, and oftentimes in order for us to envision, what I have learned, and I was just sharing this, is that you have to step away. You have to unplug from the world system, and you have to take the time to be still. I, identify what will it take. This is, when we're looking at the definition of seize, this is grasping mentally. Because so often, many of us, we do not know what it's going to take for us to get from point A to Z. And because we don't know what it will take, and we haven't identified the sacrifices that we are willing to make on the journey in order to achieve our goals, in order to manifest our vision. You know, I often reference a quote, and I think the quote is from, if I'm not mistaken, Devon Franklin, if I'm not mistaken, and it references expecting others to understand your grind or something to that effect. I'm going to see if I can pull it up before I lose focus on it, because I want you to really get this. And the whole point of that was simply because you don't know the other person's commitment. So if you're expecting someone to understand your grind and vice versa, you're going to miss it, in essence, is what I took away. Because what it's going to take you to crystallize your vision, what it's going to take you to manifest your vision, what it's going to take you to live out your dreams is different than what it may take and cause someone else, because each and every one of our journeys is different. And so I want you to know that you cannot, and I found the quote in that moment, don't expect people to understand your grind when God didn't give them your vision. Don't expect people to understand your grind when God didn't give them your vision. I absolutely love that quote, and I love it because there's such truth in that statement, in that quote, that if you're waiting for someone else's understanding of your vision, and they're looking at you saying, does it take all of that? You cannot expect them to understand your grind. And so if you're waiting for someone to understand your grind, guess what? You're going to miss it every time, because most people are not willing to do what it to be successful. And that's why it's important that you have to be on your journey, not with other people, not competing with other people, not looking at other people. You have to be on your journey, just you and God. So again, I quote the Devon Franklin quote that I shared a moment ago. I want to make sure you grab it. Don't expect people to understand your grind when God did not give them your vision. Why is that significant? because we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we're talking about seize the moment. And this seize the moment, we have an acronym that we're working, and the S is start right where you are. Take control. This taking is seizing. Take control. Envision, where do you want to go? Where do you want to grow? This is seizing and having a clear understanding in your mind completely. What is my vision? What does it look like? Where do I desire to grow? What is this gap from where I am to where I'm trying to go? E, envision. I, identify. What it will take. This is that grasping mentally as we worked our definition of seize, which is to grasp mentally, understand clearly and completely, to seize an idea, to take possession or control of by force. And so we were just talking about identify what it will take, and I referenced the Devon Franklin quote, "Don't expect people to understand your grind when God didn't give them your vision." And that is so key, because you have to come to grips with what will this dream cost you. I have a very dear sister friend. She's affectionately called the midwife, Mara Gale. She's a coach, trainer, among other things. And one of the things that in the time that I've known her, which I think has probably been 12, 14 years, give or take, I may be a little off on that, but a significant amount of time, at least a decade. And she has a book titled The Anointed Agenda. And from the moment I first met her, and anyone that is in her circle knows, during a specific period of time, she is on shutdown, lockdown, grinding to birth her vision faithfully every year. Now, those that are in her circle know this is a time when she's on lockdown, but that's the grind that she has to do, and she sets that time aside to birth her vision. So she has a mental grasp of what does this look like. I got to shut it down for X amount of time. And that's what I'm saying to you listening in, our global listening audience. You have to seize the moment. You have to grasp mentally what is it going to look like for your vision to come to life. What is it going to look like for you to achieve your goals? What is it going to look like mentally for you to live your dreams? And if you're not living your dreams, if you're not achieving your goals, and if your vision is not manifesting, you need to step back and reevaluate and identify, where am I missing it? Where am I willing to sacrifice? We all want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. We want the visions, and we want it easy, but we don't want to invest. We don't want to pay the cost. When you're starting your vision, guess what? You can birth a vision with no money. I am a living testimony that that is possible. But guess what? It's going to cost you sweat equity. It's going to cost you in your grind. It's going to cost you in sacrificing in certain areas. It's going to cost you. No, you don't have to necessarily have the money up front. Will the money make it easier? Potentially, yes. But it's the grind, it's the sweat equity that you have to put in. And that's why it's so significantly important for us to identify and know what will it take. Because mentally, if you have that in your mind's eye, now you're more equipped for the journey. our regular listening audience, you've heard me say time and time again, that boxer gets in the ring, the fight happens and starts for that boxer well before they step into the ring, because they have to prepare their mind. And this seizing the moment is about preparing our minds, getting our minds prepared so that we can grasp and understand mentally what will it take. I remember when I started my journey many years ago, and I've continued to grow in do or die, I'm on it until. Bottom line, I'm on it until. I'm on the journey until I see the manifestation of what I believe God has spoken over my life, the purpose of why I was created. So I'm in it for the duration. Quitting for me is not an option. And so because of that, everything that I've endured, everything that I've gone through, everything I've had to press beyond, every obstacle, every challenge, every situation has been because I'm in it, quote unquote, as they would say, to win it. I'm in it until. Today, one of my dear sister friends, she was saying this lovingly as a joke, but indirectly, you say things jokingly, but you mean it. She said, I want a front row seat to the concert, to the event. And I said, what are you talking about? When you get there, I just want the front row seat. I said, you got it, sis. Because she's like, I know you're on your grind. I can see indirectly what God is doing. So when you get to that larger level, I want to be sitting right there at that Coach Adams event. And that really blessed and encouraged me today. And not that we necessarily, that small little statement, not that we need for people to pet us. We don't want to be petted. But those words, understanding the power of words, for those of you that have been listening regularly, connected with me socially, you know that I am a part of a book project, The Change, book number 14 in their series. And my chapter is on the power of words. And so that's why I could so appreciate the depths of those, the words that were spoken, simple words, but giving life to say, hey, I see your vision. And that was very significant because there's great power in words. And so understand, what is it going to cost you? It may not cost you monetarily, but it will cost you in your sweat equity. I promise you it's going to cost you. Our zealous, all in you, with all that you have, everything in you, do it zealously. Take a zealous approach. This active interest and this enthusiasm. Some people ask you about your vision and you have zero passion. And then you're saying, well, why aren't people buying into my dream? Because they don't feel your power. They don't feel your fire. They don't feel your zealousness around your vision. So how do you want them to buy into what you have to offer if you're not zealous, if you have no zeal? Some of us, we need to, and it's not energy in our voice of screaming. No, don't get it twisted, as the youth would say. Don't get it mixed up. It's about your passion. Your passion being this strong, compelling emotion, this fire on the inside. As some would say, this fire shut up in your bones. Where's your fire around your vision? Where is your fire for your goals? Where's your fire for living out your dreams. Sometimes we got to do a fire check, meaning a heart check. You got to check in and see, where are you in this process? Are you in the midst of a heart attack and about to go out? Or is your heart in a healthy place associated with your vision? In a healthy place related to your goals, related to your vision and living out your dreams? Have you allowed the wrong words to be spoken into you, and now your zeal, your fire is starting to slowly burn out because someone said, you don't have no money, you can't do that. What in the, you crazy, what do you think? What are you thinking? On my journey, especially early on, I heard it all, because I was in a corporate setting. At the time, I was doing good. I hadn't gained that status of independence yet. I still had to work, but I was doing good. I made some good money. Yeah, I was doing good. I was in a good place. And God deployed me into purpose. He released me into purpose. And at the time, it was without question an answer to prayer. I must say, it was an answer to prayer. But the thing is I would have wanted to have been in a better situation financially and just, you know, have my ducks more in a row, more of the I's dotted, more of the T's crossed. But I embraced the journey nevertheless. And I remember family and different people, why are you struggling so? You have skills. You need to get a job up in here. You need to get a job. And it just did not sit with me. I didn't have peace around that, because I knew that I was on the journey that I was supposed to be on. And so I was willing to invest the time and put in the grind, as Devon Franklin would say. And I knew I couldn't expect for other people to understand the journey that I was on. Why? Because God had not spoken my purpose, my vision, my destiny to them. He spoke it to me. And so it's important to understand that you cannot lose your zealousness for your vision. But because of the words that were spoken at that time, I began to doubt. I began to question, and this is many years ago now, but I began to doubt and I began to question, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Many said I should get a job. Maybe I should get a job. And I started putting resumes in the atmosphere, and nothing was happening. Nothing was converting. And I remember stepping away and having some quiet time with me and God, and I remember God saying, I didn't tell you to do that. And I can say now, 14 years later, I have not had a full-time salary. I've not, quote-unquote, been on a job, and yet God has sustained me. 14 years, no corporate salary. That is a huge testament. Huge testimony to the goodness of God. Now, I don't know what your belief system is, and I'm not looking to feed my faith on you. I'm just sharing with you my story. And for me, I knew through all of what I've grown through the greatness of my God. I share that with you to say, whatever that looks like for you, don't let anything or anyone diminish your dream. Don't let anything or anyone douse the fire, that zeal, that zealousness that we're talking about that's on the inside of you. Don't let anyone question the journey that you are on. As we continue to connect and shape up and win here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are in our Shape Up series and we're talking about seize the moment, in this seizing the moment, and we've come up with an acronym to give tools of empowerment that are clear and a greater richness around this term, seize. Our S, start right where you are. Take control. Take control. You can't be passive. You have to do something by force. You got to take control of your life. Envision where you want to go. What does it look like? Have a clear understanding. Have a clear vision. See it and the details of that from the inside out. Identify, I, what will it take? It's going to cost you something. Are you willing to pay the price? And many of us, for example, we see in relationships, and I shared this early on, the focus is on, I can see I want a wedding, but I haven't gone beyond that event to how will I live out each day this marriage. And so we have over 60% of marriages ending in divorce. Why? Because people don't want to pay the price. They don't want to, and they haven't looked at and counted, identified the cost of what will it take for me to have a successful marriage. We may see someone that's been married for 40 plus years and think, I want that. But I assure you that if you had an interview with any of those individuals, they've gone through some things, but they were willing to pay the price to get on the other side. So we have to identify, we have to grasp mentally, identify what will it take for my vision to manifest, for me to achieve my goals, for me to live out my dreams. If you don't grasp it mentally, you're not going to be able to achieve it. Why? Because Napoleon Hill, whatever the heart of mind can conceive and believe, that it will always and often achieve. Z, zealous with all you do. Being zealous with all you do. Have a zealous approach. That's this active interest and enthusiasm towards your vision. This enthusiasm, this active interest in your goals, in your vision, in your dreams. Are you zealous? Or when people see you, they see no light, they see no flame, they feel no passion, they feel no fire. Therefore, they're not going to buy into your vision. They're not going to, when you tell your vision, they're not going to buy into it. You're not going to be able to draw them into you and supporting you with your goals or whatever that may be, because you lack that zeal. You lack that zealousness. Our E in C. Execute daily. Daily we must execute. Daily. These are our steps of possession. This is a part of the definition for seize, is to take possession or control of by force. And so in order for me to possess whatever it is that I desire, I have to execute daily. I have to take steps each day in the direction of my desired goal, my vision, my dreams. So you have this gap. The gap is clear. And in order for us to close that gap, we must take steps daily. Even if it's a baby step, you have to continuously, execution is about movement. You have to continuously be doing something in order for there to be a harvest. So we said early on, a part of my envisioning and all of what we talked about, I may be in the season where I'm planting seeds, but that planting seeds is a process of executing. It's a process of doing. And so when I am planting the seeds, there may be the next step. I have to now water and cultivate. I have to do other things, but I can't see what's happening underneath the dirt in the ground. I just know that there are things that I have to constantly do in order for there to be a harvest. And so that's what we're talking about. Each and every day, we have to execute daily. We have to take each of these steps gets me to that possession, that seizing the moment. Oh, I hope you feel my passion around today's topic. For me, it is truly rich, and I love it when I can really connect with what's being shared. I want to share with you, our global listening audience, wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I didn't even know it was this late in the broadcast today, but I do want to give you a moment. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. If you have a question or a comment, statement around today's show and what you've heard on Seize the Moment, I invite you to share those thoughts. I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I encourage you, don't be scared. We welcome your interaction. Meanwhile, I want to share with you that for many of you, because we only have a few moments in the show, if someone wants to chime in, feel free to do so. Other than that, I'm going to share some information with you because I want to make sure that we stay connected. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And for those of you that are unaware, I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is our way for us to be able to stay connected socially, to keep the conversation going. So one may not ask a question or make a comment today, but you can still do that through our social platform of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. You simply, if you're not already a member of the group, you simply ask to be a part of the group, and it's an open group. So I want you to know that it's available for you through Facebook, and it's called Motivational Mondays forum. I also want you to know that that's a great opportunity and platform. Maybe you have a topic that you would love to hear discussed. Maybe you have a show idea. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a recommendation for a show guest. That would be a form in which you can make a note of that through our Motivational Mondays form. So I encourage you to join the group if you're not already a part of the group. As we continue to wind down today's episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we have just a few moments before our live broadcast comes to a close, I can't thank you enough for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and not only just tuning in, but for sharing with your network and assisting with expanding our outreach. On our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we will continue in our Shape Up series. We have a number of dynamic guests scheduled for you in May. And remember I said May is Make It Happen Month. I want to stay connected with you. And if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. For those of you that may be listening in for the first time and you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, and for those of you that are regular listeners and a part of the network, I just want to remind you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year in January and July, and July is fast approaching, we host our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a dynamic time to shape up and win in a live workshop, win shop setting, as we would call it. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Want you to know that you would receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Now is the time for advanced tickets. If you're interested, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or again, you can call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. I also want you to be aware and be reminded that sponsorships are always available if you want to join in partnership with us on Motivational Mondays or for one of our live win shops. The opportunities are always available for you. If you're interested in getting your autograph special autograph copy of the Change Book 14 with your very own Coach Adams and our chapter that we've put together, The Power of Words, it's very impactful. Wow, it's just so dynamic. I don't have the time at this time to read one of the reviews from someone that read the chapter, but when I tell you that without question, if you're struggling in understanding what's been deposited in your emotional bank account, and you're struggling with words that have been spoken, and you're struggling with how you feel around words and all of that, the power of words and this dynamic chapter that has been written that's very impactful and insightful in the Change Book 14, and you want to get your autograph copy, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101. I want to thank you so much for playing in my sandbox today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You could have been doing anything with this time, but I implore you for doing what you need. I exhort you, as I get tongue-tied and pulling for the right word, understanding the power of words. I exhort you for investing this hour of power in you, for seizing this moment to take the time to get some tools and nuggets of empowerment. This is a great investment in you, an investment in your journey, and it has been a time that has been wisely spent. And so I want to just say thank you for investing this time and sharing this hour of power with me and allowing me to share on your journey. It gives me great joy, and I want to continue to hear your testimonies and stories and reflections and all of that. So stay connected. We don't want you to miss out on anything that Coach Adams has to offer as a part of our full circle of empowerment. But for now, we're going to have to bring things to a close because, as you know, week to week, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I love, Mary Tyler Moore used to always say, I'm so glad we had this time together. And I feel the same. I'm so glad we had this time together. And this process of time has been a time for me to coach and you win. And I trust that you have gotten some tools to win on your journey. And as we close out, we leave you exactly with that.